Peace, everybody. This episode of the Major Mood Podcast was blessed by IO, a creative director based out of Maryland. Starting his own brand, Tribe Vision, IO is the essence of a visionary. From shooting live music events, studio portraits, album covers, to the production of innovative concepts for artists and labels alike, I'd like to introduce you to Movemaker and Moodmaker, IO. Peace, everybody. It's G Major here, and we're live on the Major Mood Podcast, live in NYC at DigiLog Days. And I'm sitting here with IO, aka the Tribe Guy. And I just have to say, I love your fit.
Oh,
it's clean.
Oh, thank you.
It's very clean. Yeah. And IO's a creative director. And I was telling you before we started rolling that you stood out to me on the list when I was going through the artists of who I could choose to interview, because you're definitely an artist, but you weren't a music artist on the list. And I was like, I want to talk to the creative director. I want to talk to the dude who is making us look good. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, people forget, like, not every artist, say you're a music artist, it doesn't mean that you're good at, like, set design or planning out a photo shoot or knowing what type of content strategy you're going for. So you, my friend, you're one of the most important parts of that puzzle. So I commend you for your work as a creative director. And please tell us a little bit about it.
First, thank you. Thank you. I'm actually really honored to be here. And I told you earlier, it's like my first time actually being interviewed for like creative director of photography. So I'm really, really appreciative of that. So what I do, I'm a photographer, creative director. And I started out in the music industry, shooting concerts, festivals, tours, things like that. And I'm getting into more album cover concept. And that's where my creative director directive comes from. So, as you say, a lot of artists don't have the time or the skill set to properly plan a shoot, a photo shoot. And that's where people like me come in. And I've been doing this I've been doing this hard since like last summer. At least the creative
that's
direction.
It?
This specific portion of my career so far.
Let me tell you something. Your website doesn't look like last summer. Your website is fire.
Oh, so on my website, and I've been shooting a lot of concerts since at least like 6-7 years now.
Okay.
But I've been sticking to those concerts. It just since like last year, I've stuck to, okay, let me do something different. Let me actually shoot more photo shoots, album cover work. And that's been last summer. But I've been shooting, you know, live artists, festivals, tours for at least 6-7 years now. So
yeah, I mean, when I was looking at your website, I was like, you're hired. I was like, yo, like, yeah, it looks really good. I saw a magazine cover with Nonso Amati.
Yes.
That you shot.
Yes.
That
was my magazine.
I could tell. Actually, it was called The Tribe or something?
One Tribe magazine.
One Tribe magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I have to ask you. So, I'm sure you work with a lot of different artists because of your position. You know what I mean? As a creative director, or I'm sure that that's like something you're building towards.
Yeah.
What is that like working with artists who, you know, can sometimes like want to take the lead on their own work? And is it hard to collaborate and like see that vision together?
So when I go into collaborative projects, I always tell myself, you know, it's not necessarily my responsibility to enforce my opinions all the time.
Yes.
This is this person's project. This is their baby. This is what they want to see out in the world. So it's kind of my responsibility to make sure that I complete or accomplish that task for them.
Yeah.
Whether or not I feel like, oh, maybe you should have, you know, did this way. I always have my own suggestions here and there. But a lot of artists, this is kind of like their baby. And I feel like I relate more to musicians than photographers, because all of my concepts, this is my baby. I want it to look how I want it to look. So rather than me saying, oh, I have a better idea, which it might be I have a better idea, but I'm like, you know what? This is what you want to do. My responsibility is to make sure I fulfill that, because they'll always prefer that or be more satisfied that way. That's what I've found so far in my experience. Yeah.
I appreciate that, because even in my experience as a music artist, sometimes like I'd work with sound engineers who their vision is one way and your vision is another way.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're not even the one who produced the track, but they really want to go gung-ho in one direction. And it's nice to hear that you take a collaborative approach, even as a creative director, to really try to bring the artist's vision to fruition,
right,
so
right,
that
right.
they could be happy with what they've created,
right.
you know?
That's where I feel this, at least my niche lies. It's more so fulfilling your vision using my skill set, you know?
I love that. Yeah. I love that. So yeah. I have to ask you, like, how do you approach, like, the business aspect of things? Like, when you're approaching artists, is there, like, best practices? Is there a way that you... like that you maneuver? There are certain artists that you want to work with that you reach out to?
So to be completely honest, so right now I'm based in Maryland, and I worked with a couple of Maryland artists here and there, and mm-hmm. a lot of them are people I've been known since, you know, years ago, and I watched them grow up in the industry, and I know for a fact that even me in my photography, it's like, rather than charge someone what I feel like I deserve at this very particular moment, yeah. I want to build my portfolio. I want to actually collaborate. So I feel like my pricing, money is not the end all for me right now. You know, I've been through, I've had a lot of sacrifice, and, you know, the amount of work it takes to get here, money is not my only motivator. So yeah. I do a lot of, you know, for free or collaborative things here and there. But my main goal is to make sure I can build my brand up to a place where I can say, okay, this is what I charge now. Totally. So, you know, money is my only motivator. I'll be home. I want to be here.
Yeah,
you know, and this is a good experience for me. So that's how I feel.
Absolutely. And it sounds like you've gone through like a really big growth process there.
Yes.
Because like sometimes when artists first start out, money's not the object. And then later they're like, damn, I got to make some money.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you are very well aware of where you're at in your career. And you're like, I want the portfolio. I want things looking right so that when I move forward and I start asking for what I deserve, it all makes sense.
Exactly.
You got the portfolio to back it up. And that's an important part to an artistry, is to have that portfolio.
Exactly. And we all need practice, creatives. It's very important just to have mm-hmm. practice instead of, oh, I can't go out, I can't shoot if I don't get paid. It's like, you're missing out on an experience that you may not have had if you just don't just go shoot.
Yeah.
You know, so that helps a lot, at least for me.
And yeah. and do you work like by yourself a lot, or do you have a team? Are there like some people you contract to work with you on shoots, or are you kind of doing it?
Yeah, mainly that. So depending on what project it is, I like to select, okay, this lighting guy would be good for this. This makeup artist would be good for this.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily have a core team, but I have a few people who I collaborate with often.
Yeah.
I know they'll get the job done. But I feel like each project needs its own unique people for
yes.
it, you know? So that's, I kind of go through that route.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's cool, and it's also very strategic of you to come to an event like this. You know, I'm sure you're meeting a lot of artists.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been shooting my shot all year. Like, so as a music photographer, it's like, how do I get myself out there? And I have to like come to events like this so I can network with different people and market myself also.
Yeah.
We can only do so much online. And, you know, in Maryland, DMV, we don't have events like this. So I come up, you know, whenever I can and say, hey, my name is Aya, I do this XYZ, and, you know, meet new people, new execs or whatever.
Yeah.
And I can, you know, get my work out there.
Well, yo, for anyone who's paying attention to this, if you're an artist and you need a creative director, just go to thetryvision.com.
Oh, wow.
And peep this guy's work.
Oh, thank you.
Because it's unbelievable. Like I said, I'd hire you. You're already hired. We'll figure that out later. What's up, mama? So more so now that I got you on the spot here, you just dropped a gem for everyone that it's important to get their portfolio in order to practice. Is there any other way you'd like to set the mood? Because you're on the Major Mood podcast, and I always ask my guests if they want to set the mood. I don't know if you sing or rap on top of everything, but if you don't, I want you to drop an industry gem for creative directors. Even it could be a personal gem for something you want to tell people in life.
Kanye, depending, regardless of how you feel about him, I'm sorry, but he has this line. He says, imagine yourself locked down, doing three beats a day for three summers, something around that line, you know, in the first album. And that's literally all I've been trying to do. It's like, yo, just lock down, create as many album concepts as you can, and just keep going hard every single day, no distractions. And that's literally what I've been on this summer. And I've been every day just trying to come up with new concepts, new artists to work with. And I kind of feel like his beats are like my artwork, you know, in the sense of that.
Wow.
So I've really been trying to create that parallel for myself. And, you know, that's really, I guess that's my mood.
I love it. And let me tell you something. For this being the first time that you're on the other side of the camera doing an interview, you are very, very well prepared. You look great. It's great speaking to you. I love talking to you. I can see you doing this more. You should get your face out there more because what you do is great. It's important. A lot of artists don't even know they need creative direction to help, you know, like bring their vision to fruition. And so I really admire you and I'm thankful for you.
Definitely. Thank you. Thank you. I'm thankful for you as well. It's a great platform. Great platform.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And is there anything you want to talk about? It's a shameless plug that you got coming out.
Yeah, check me out on, you know, all social media, The Tribe Guy. Tribe Vision is my photography, creative direction, creative director brand. And shout out to all photographers out there, videographers, creatives in the music industry who are behind the lens or behind the scene. You know, keep going, do with whatever it is that you do to the fullest of your abilities.
Yes.
Eventually, the process will trust you back. So just keep going.
And this is why. He's not only a move maker, he's a mood maker. He's dropping gems for us all. Thank you so much, Ayo, the Tribe Guy.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Let's go.
It's a major move.